The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We spoke about the machlokes in the Gemara, whether hetar shchita shaninu, or hetar achila shaninu, or hetar zrika shaninu. So, just wanted to say over interesting svara in the reason for the man d'amar who holds hetar shchita shaninu. When I was learning the sugi in yeshiva, I was speaking it over with a friend of mine, and he wanted to say that the explanation of the man d'amar who says hetar shchita shaninu is because the shchita is the last avoida that has to be done in the basar itself. All the other avoidas, kabbalah, ilach, and zrika, that are necessary for the hetel hakayanim, are done in the dam. But the shchita is the last avoida that the basar itself actually needs to have done in it. And therefore, I guess the idea is that it's considered like nasis mitzvasoi. That we know that when it comes to Me'ilah, once the final mitzvah of the Kachim is completed, there's no more din of Me'ilah anymore. So it seems that the svar this person was saying is that since the Shechita is only a avodah that's necessary to be done on the Basar, so therefore once you do Shechita, it's considered Nasas Mitzvah. So I asked a question on him that the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chafei, says that if something happens to the rest of the carbon before Kabbalah Saddam, or even before Zrika Saddam, if it gets destroyed somehow, or if it gets a mum in it, the halacha is that the Kabbalah, Ilach, and Zrika are not valid. So if so, I was arguing that L'chaira should be considered that there still is another avoid that has to be done in the basar of the carbon, because since the basar is necessary, that the basar should exist at the time of Kabbalah, Ilach, and Zrika, it should be considered that the Kabbalah, Ilach, and Zrika is being done in the basar of the carbon. That was my kash on him. So I found afterwards that the Mikdash David says his svara, and Mikdash David explains that the other man, the Amar, holds not the way I was saying, a little bit similar, that he brings a different Gemara. The Gemara says on Chafayim and Aleph over there in Zvachim that there's a din that the Kabbalah Saddam has to be Dam Me'apari Kablenu. You have to be Mekabal the Dam directly from the Par. If the Dam goes through something else before it comes into the Mizrak, that you're being Mekabal the Dam in, and it doesn't come directly from the Par, then it's not considered a Kosher Kabbalah. So he's not saying because of the Gemara that I was saying over there on Naman Beis that it's because of that the power has to still exist, that should be considered a reason why it's a avoda in the basar, but rather because the Kabbalah has to come directly from the power, that would be a reason that we would say that the Kabbalah is avoda in the basar of the power. It seems that the reason why the Mikdash David didn't want to say from the Gemara that I was saying is because that's just a Tanai Ba'alma. That doesn't show me that there's avoid that has to be done on the power. It's just a condition that's placed on the avoid is that the power still has to be extant, but not that it's that wouldn't show me that it's a avoid in the power itself, as opposed to the Gemara that he brings, which shows that the Zrika is avoid that's being done in conjunction with the rest of the Basar of the power. Now, you can ask a question on this far that they're saying. That Taisis Bayas says that the only way it's considered Hetar Shechita is only if you did the Shechita at a time when it's still possible to do Kabbalah and Zrika. But if you do it very close to the night, when it's not possible to do Kabbalah and Zrika, so then it would not be considered that you had a Hetar Shechita. According to what they're saying, why would it depend on that? If the point is, because Shechita is the only avoida that happens with regard to the Basar HaKarbon, then why would it be necessary to have a situation where you can do Halacha and Kabbalah and Zrika? I think maybe you could explain that it's not considered that it's nasis mitzvasa because of the shechita alone. In other words, everybody agrees that even though Kabbalah and Zrika are not actions which are done with the basar of the carbon, nevertheless, of course, they are necessary avoidus, and it's considered that the basar of the carbon still needs those avoidus to happen to it. Their point is that since the Shechita prepares you for the Kabbalah and the Zrika, and as far as the carbon is concerned, as far as the basar of the carbon is concerned, I've done all the avodas that are necessary to do on the basar of the carbon in a way which makes it possible to complete all of the avodas. That would be considered that you completed all the avodas of the basar, because since the shechita was done in a way which prepares me fully to be able to do the avodas in the dam. And as far as the basar is concerned, everything is completed at this point. So therefore, as far as the basar is concerned, it's as though I already did the Kabbalah and the Zrika, because as far as the basar is concerned, there's no difference to it whether or not the Kabbalah and the Zrika actually takes place. But if the Shechita was done in the basar at a time when it's impossible anymore to do the Kabbalah and the Zrika, then it certainly would be an issue for the basar, the fact that the avodas were not completed. Because even though you did Shechita, you did it in a way, you did the Shechita in a fashion which made it impossible for you to do Kabbalah and Zrika, and therefore the Shechita is not enough of a Shechita to be considered that the avodas of the basar are completed. There's an interesting Taisis Yeshanim and Yuma. The Taisis Yeshanim and Yuma says that with regard to a carbon of an oif, a bird, there's no din of heter shechita. And the reason is because only when it comes to a behema that the shechita is actually matir, the basar ba'achila, it permits you to eat the basar, even when it comes to chulin, animals which are not consecrated. Therefore, heter shechita is enough even when it comes to kachim. However, when it comes to a bird, where by chulin, the malika, which I do by kachim, doesn't accomplish anything for me by chulin, and the basar of the bird is still forbidden to eat by chulin, therefore heter shechita does not apply by kachim either. According to this, maybe you could explain that this is the svara. Because with regard to shechita, since when it comes to chulin, the shechita actually accomplishes something regarding the basar, it's matir the basar ba'achila, so therefore by kachim we consider shechita to be an avoida in the basar. And since it's the only avoida which will take place in the basar, therefore the basar is considered that it was nasis mitzvasa, that you accomplished all the avoidas that are necessary to accomplish with regard to the basar. However, when it comes to a bird, where by the malika doesn't accomplish any heter at all regarding the basar, it's not an action which generally would accomplish anything regarding the basar when it comes to chulin. So therefore, there's no reason to consider it more of a avoida in the basar than the rest of the avoidas which are done with regard to an oif. In other words, you do various avoidas. You do either hazah or hamtzah. These avoidas are also, can technically be considered avoidas regarding the basar, even though they're being done in the dam. And malika can also be considered just avoida in the dam. There's no real difference between the malika and the other avoidas which are being done, because you can argue that the purpose of the malika is just to take out the blood to be able to accomplish the avoida of hamtzah or hazah. As opposed to shechita, where since it's already established to us that shechita does something positive with regard to the basar, so therefore it's easier to differentiate between shechita and the other avodas. Because since shechita has already been established as something which accomplishes something for the basar, so therefore it's considered an avoda which is performed in the basar, as opposed to malika, which, even though I guess technically you can argue that the action of malika is performed on the basar, but it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the basar, and one would have been able to make the case that malika is just as much an avoida regarding the dam as the other avoidas of oif, and therefore there will be nothing special regarding the basar when it came to malika.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.